This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Tuesday, the 17th of May. The UK government has set out plans for legislation that would allow it to override parts of the Brexit deal with Northern Ireland. The Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, has told MPs the bill will put in place measures to lessen the burden on trade between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. A proposed green channel will ensure goods moving within the UK will be free of unnecessary bureaucracy. But when the Prime Minister was asked how he can justify breaking a treaty that he signed, this was Boris Johnson's response.
The higher duty of the UK government is to, in international law, is to the Good Friday Agreement and the peace process. And that's the thing we have to really look to.
But US Congressman Bill Keating has told Times Radio that the UK government's approach to Northern Ireland and the protocol undercuts significantly the Good Friday Agreement and that the answer isn't breaking international law. The chair of the Europe subcommittee of the US Congress Foreign Affairs Committee says their ramifications are clear.
The voices of the Speaker of the House, Speaker Pelosi, of the chair of the committee that deals with our negotiation on free trade agreements, all free trade agreements, have been very clear. And I think they speak for the majority of House members that if this occurs, moving forward with the UK-US trade agreement will be scuttled in the process. And that's just the reality of what will happen here.
More than 250 Ukrainian troops have surrendered as the Mariupol siege appears to be over. Kyiv says it's ordered its full garrison to evacuate the Azovstal steelworks. Moscow says the fighters have been holed up there for weeks, surrendered. Former head of the British Army, General Lord Dannert, has told us this battle has impacted the Russians' timetable.
I don't think I see it as a turning point in the war, but it's one of those significant tactical successes that has had a strategic effect. That said, I do worry now, as I've done for some time, about those Ukrainian fighters who are now coming up above ground, just how the Russians are going to treat them. I think that's a matter of real concern.
The Kremlin said President Vladimir Putin had personally guaranteed the prisoners would be treated according to international standards. The Duke of Cambridge has posted a personal message of support to Blackpool footballer Jake Daniels, who's revealed he's gay. The 17-year-old yesterday became the first British man in the professional game to come out publicly since Justin Fashanu in 1990. In a Twitter post, William has praised the striker for his courage and says he hopes it will give others the confidence to speak openly about their sexuality. The Queen has made a surprise appearance at Paddington Station in London to officially open the completed Elizabeth Line, named in her honour. The 96-year-old was also given an Oyster card and shown how to use it on a ticket machine and was joined by her son, Prince Edward. The Elizabeth Line will open to passengers on May the 24th. And you can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.